since the management have come in. You know, the club has been turned around. Obviously, we were looking to get our hands on silverware, and you know, we've been in Europe for 2 years, and you know, we've been in a cup final. So obviously the next push is that we need to try and see, can we get our hands on one of the major trophies? So that's our intention, and a lot of work was done in the off season to see, could we bring players in that we feel could improve areas that we needed to improve. And you know, so we've been very happy with pre-season, obviously happy with the President's Cup final. But as I said, the league starts Friday, and I'm sure Keith Long will have his troops marching down here looking to kick us up the backside. So you know, we need to be ready for them.
Well, is there one of the teams really aren't they threatening the, what a lot of people think is the top four, Dundalk, City, Pats and Rovers?
Yeah.
But Bowles weren't far away last season.
Well, no, I suppose the last game of the season they lost out in Europe. They nearly got into fourth position. And, you know, while most of the teams in the Premier Division are full-time, they're one of the part-time teams. So Trevor Keith has probably got the best of the part-time players around Dublin, and, you know, who have day jobs and train four times a week. So, you know, they're very good. He's kept the bulk of last year's squad. He's actually kept the whole of them, really. And he's brought in Curtis Byrne from Dundalk. So from that point of view, you know, and plus the fact that Akinada did so well when he brought him in last year. So when you look at where they're at, they're sort of, you know, they're stronger than they were last year. So, you know, obviously he's pushing to see can they challenge, certainly get into Europe. So it'll be interesting to see how they get on. So, you know, we know it's a very tough game on Friday night.
You mentioned silverware, and it was good to get victory in the President's Cup last Saturday, which you must have been really pleased. Like seven signings, we know there were 10 meant in the close season, but seven signings, they all played and they seemed to gel so well.
Yeah.
You know, it was a really good performance.
Yeah, I suppose we deliberately targeted that game with a lot of the new players. Obviously, you know, a lot of the players that didn't start, we would know, you know, because obviously they've been with us, the likes of Mark, Stephen Beattie, Shep, Colin. So it was really to see the lads who hadn't played or played in Turner's Cross how they'd react. And you know, I don't want to go overboard. I think, you know, the fact that we beat Dundalk was no harm, you know, because we hadn't beaten them at all, and the fact that there was a cup at stake was good, because sometimes, you know, people like to make, you know, things like this that, you know, if you don't win a bit of silverware or whatever. But you know, from my own point of view, it just showed that the pre-season has been good. The lads have worked really hard. There's a great spirit in the team. They've really integrated well. A lot of positivity, you know, no trouble. And, you know, just a good feel factor. So the lads are pushing each other, and that's what we needed. So, you know, as I said, the league starts Friday night, and, you know, we have a very tough opening number of games, and we just need to see, can we start right and get a bit of momentum from the start.
Victory in the President's Cup kind of kick-started their season last year as well, so you're obviously going to be looking for the same thing.
Well, you certainly hope so. And, you know, I suppose to be fair to the lads, you know, there was a great buzz with the lads and a great atmosphere with them. And, you know, and this week they've trained hard again. And, you know, I think they know that Friday night is a totally different type of game. But at the same time, you know, you hope it's going to be, you know, a springboard to start your season well and to stay up there, because, you know, obviously you'll have three or four teams challenging. But it's important for us, and we've always seen this down in Cork, you know, if you start well and get momentum behind you, you know, and keeps you there, whereas the last number of years, certainly last year, if you fall back or fall off the top or let someone like a Dundalk open a lead of 10 or 12 points, it's very, very hard to claw back then. So certainly we'd hope to have momentum from the start.
We know where you are with John Cavanagh, might be back until after the summer break. Gary Buckley got knocking training last week. What's the latest on Gary?
Yeah, Gary is good news, thankfully, that he had a good bit of swelling. It was just a free challenge, really. So you know, because to be fair to our lads, they train the way they play. So, you know, it was just one of those challenges that happens. And but thankfully, he should be back within. He won't make Friday, but I'd hope following week away to Derry that he'll be back in contention for that.
And no other bumps or bruises?
There's a few bumps and bruises, but the brilliant thing is that when you have lads who are honest and want to push each other and want to train every day and want to be in the team, you know, there's a situation where they're all training every day, pushing each other. So, you know, other than that, I'd expect that, you know, that the lads that missed last week, probably Mark came back on the bench. Kevin has a small bit of a problem, but he trained this week, so I'd expect him to be back in contention.
This young man, Owen O'Connell, he seems to be able to find already. He's, for 20 years of age, he's very commanding, and he's had a presence in a lot of the games he's played in. Mm.
Are you saying that we found someone, Billy?
No, I knew his father, and there was going to be a connection, right? We played together.
Look, I think the fact that he's in Celtic and he's played first team games and he's been on the bench, and the fact that, look, they want to increase his contract shows how they rate him. From our point of view, he's getting the most out of him over the next 4 months, and there's no doubt he's a tremendous footballer, and which it's great for us to have him, particularly the fact that, you know, to have a lad, Cork, lad living at home, walked the minute the first day he walked in the train. Actually, he nearly flew home. He was so excited to join us, and that's fantastic to have that type of a young fella coming in, and, you know, hopefully he can give strong performances every week.
John, how important is it that you're starting your season at home this year? Last year away to Sligo, so for momentum's sake, I suppose it's quite good to start at home this year.
Big, and it's a big thing for us, Rory, because if we go back to 2 years ago, first game at home was against Pats two years ago, and we had over 5,500 people, and there was great buzz in the city. And, you know, being away last year with the launch of the league up in Sligo, it's a downer because your second game is at home. So I think, you know, after, you know, the game last Saturday, to have the first game at home, there's great buzz around the place. I'm hoping, I'm really appealing to the crowd to come out in force. I've said this because it is good, you know, if you can get your first game, it's a very difficult one, but certainly if you can get 3 points on the board, it gives you that bit of momentum. And also with the fact the game is on TV, I think it's good for our supporters to come out and show us in force, show us on the TV, big crowd, big atmosphere, showing what we're all about. And I'm appealing to all our supporters to come out Friday night, really get behind the team and show, you know, across the country, you know, the people are watching in that, you know, this we're a big club, you know, with big crowds, and we show that off, you know.
A few selection headaches, I'd imagine, in a good way, across the park on Friday. Have you an 11 in your head, or is there still places up for grabs and training?
Well, the beauty is that, and I keep saying this, you know, I've often had this before, where some managers prefer not to have hard choices. They prefer easy choices. They prefer guys to be missing, injured or whatever, to make their decision. I'm the opposite, because I believe that you need everyone knocking on the door. And while some guys are disappointed, to me it only just drives them on further and gives them the buzz to say, well, look, I know I'm going to get a chance. When I get my chance, I want to be in and take it and stay in. So from that point of view, yeah, there will be, you know, some quite a few selection headaches. But at the same time, I want that. We need it. And we need everyone pushing each other. So while they're difficult decisions to make, I personally don't find them being difficult, because my intention is always to pick the team that I feel on the night and get the result. You know, and that's been my philosophy, and that's the way I sort of look at it.
Would you envisage many changes, John, from last weekend to Friday night?
There's certainly seven guys who put themselves in contention, you know. So, and probably the fact that if we hadn't done the Dundalk match last Saturday, and this was our first game, and we were maybe playing someone like a Cove or someone last weekend, then you'd say to yourself, the team would have been different. You know what I mean? What we wanted to see was the new fellas coming in front of the cross against Dundalk, how they'd react and how they'd play. So from that point of view, it was very positive. But at the same time, there were lots of fellas who didn't start last week who we know have done fantastic for us. And, you know, it keeps it open, and that's the most important thing.
It was like a new team, John, from the team that played in the cup final only 4 months ago.
Yes.
Only three players started on Saturday to play.
Yes.
So are you happy enough with the new signings? Like, you've strengthened every position you feel going into the new season?
Yeah, well, I think if you looked at probably the fact that you had probably Beats was cup tied last year, so he couldn't have played in the cup final. That was, obviously, we knew that was a loss. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Shep and Mark had started, they were on the bench, and Colin. But at the same time, you know, and Danny had been injured at times, so I suppose from our own point of view, we have brought in players that we want to be more dynamic, more energetic, more expansive. And, you know, sometimes people ask you and say, well, you're playing a different style this year than last year. You play the style that suits your players. And that's the manager. You have to adapt to that. And you know, 2 years ago, we went close with a different type of strategy, a different team, because the team played to their strengths. Now we're looking at this season where we have different players have come in who are competing across the park, and they offer us a lot more, and offer us a different range of your style of game and how you'll play. And so all the new players that have come in have lifted the squad, and I think, you know, out of training, everyone can see, you know, the talent that's there. The most important thing for us is for our players to keep their feet on the ground, work as hard as they can, and crucial on match day, deliver the performance week in, week out, and that's what they have to do.
what do you think gave you the edge on Saturday, John, when you look at, like, we said the cup final, Manny passes a goal in the cup final, scored
yes.
two and played really well. What do you think was the difference maybe against a team like Dundalk?
Well, I think, you know, we showed a great attitude, great hunger. I suppose a lot of the new players that came in have beaten Dundalk. So it wasn't a situation that we had a team that hadn't beaten Dundalk. A lot of new players that came in, you know, Bulger, Kenny, they've won a league, they've won a cup. You know, so they were used to beating Dundalk. So from that point of view, you know, I suppose it was one of those ones that, you know, the new players see things differently and they open things up. And while we might be paranoid about, you know, that we hadn't, they come in with a total different mind and expect to turn it on and expect to win. And that was, I suppose, really, I wouldn't like to dwell too much on it. Stephen Kenny has said they've been flat, you know, they didn't seem to be up for the occasion, and he's assured us all that they're going to be ready for us in 4 weeks' time. So, you know, we'll wait and see, but it was a good win for us.
John, you're saying there that winning the President's Cup was sort of as a springboard to the season. Do you feel in your own head kind of that was a sense of a breakthrough and your first trophy, kind of a monkey off your back in a way?
I suppose sometimes, though, maybe like some of you, like yourselves, some of our supporters get, you know, feel it. You know, should you win the Munster Senior Cup that none of the League of Ireland teams really put any interest in? You know what I mean? Or is getting into Europe bigger? I think there's only one answer there, you know. So, but maybe if it has answered that, know that you've won your first trophy and that's it, well and good. Like, but I suppose for me, I'm practical. I prefer to be winning the big trophies.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, I suppose, as you mentioned a while ago, but just like about the last year's squad, yeah. They've signed one or two decent players,
yes.
Curtis Byrne, as you say,
yeah.
To the same manager, which probably
yes.
helps as well.
Yes.
Take well,
oh, they're good, and Keith's a good lad, and Keith's worked really hard, and he's turned them around, and, you know, they really, like, last year, he was sort of, people were saying they were mid-table, and all of a sudden, they were a game from Europe, so he did a fantastic job
finish.
There.
And they had a strong finish last year.
A very, very strong finish, and I suppose he brought Akinad in, who was probably, during the season, and to be fair to Keith, he's kept him, you know, because obviously all the top clubs were looking for him, and he kept him, which was fair credit to him, and I admire him for that. But at the same time, they brought Curtis Byrne in, who probably felt he wasn't getting enough game time with Dundalk, and he scored a lot of goals in pre-season over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But still, in saying that, you know, they have a strong back four, they have Delaney in goal, you know, they have Lopez in the middle park, Prendergast and Murphy at the back, so they have a solid foundation. And one thing about Bowes is that they're always the type of team that have a go off everyone. You know, if you look at them over the last number of years, we've had problems with them. They've beaten Dundalk, they've beaten Shamrock Rovers, they're beating Pats, so they're the type of team Bowes are, and they're the type of players that have that they're quite confident in their own ability. So you know, whereas sometimes during the season I would expect teams to come back and sit back here and just stay behind the ball, Bowes won't do that. They'll have a cut off because that's the type of players they are and the type of manager Keith is. So I think it'll be a really fascinating game Friday night, and you know, we'll have to play as well as we did last Saturday, I feel, to get the result against them, but that's the challenge to us.
Longoyer's in there as well, isn't he? Our side, Mark Quigley.
Mark Quigley, yes.
He's there as well, yeah.
He's good, yeah. Mark
he's
Quigley.
Experienced.
He's experienced, but I wouldn't expect him to start.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not when you have the likes of Akinad and Byrne, I wouldn't think so. You know, we have a fair idea what team they'll play, so I wouldn't expect him to start.
If you added as well to the coaching stuff, John. What,
yeah.
What will Adam bring to the coaching side of things?
Well, as lads will tell you, we've tried to build a team and when you're dealing with 24, 25 people every day, you need people around you who work hard and put effort in. Billy changed jobs last summer and ultimately in the last 3 months of the season, he was missing all training. And it's very hard for John Cotter. Like, John works 24-7, fantastic guy. Phil does the goalkeeping. But it's very hard. And when we lost Billy for the last 3 months last year, we needed someone to fill in. And I know Rennie a long time. Fantastic guy, you know, great player. He managed Waterford, he's been assistant at Derry, assistant at Pats, and he's been around, and great football knowledge. And I'd met him around that time to say, look, next season, are you around? Would you be able to commit to your certain, because he's his own day job as well. So so we had a good chat about it. He works for the FAI, so we were able to work something out, and he can commit to us a certain couple of times a week. And it fits well, it helps Cots as well at training, and he rolls in with us, and plus the fact he's a great football head, and you need people like that who know the game and, you know, have great experience and great knowledge of the other teams as well. And Billy Woods had that as well, but it's just that he wasn't able to commit as much for the second half of the season. So that's why to bring in Rennie was I'm delighted with it, because I know him a long, long time, and he's another good addition, and the lads like him, and you know, he's with Cotster, the two lads are get stuck into the lads, and I let them off, and good luck to them.
He's passionate as well, isn't he?
Ah, well, he has.
As a kind of a player.
Well, if you're in the opposite team against the one he played, you'd know about it, Billy. So he had a lot of passion, all right, yeah. So he was a good player. He was a good player as well.
Yeah, can't wait to get going now. Bit of a taste of it on Saturday, but Friday's what it's all about, the league, 3 points. The lads all week buzzing to go, trained hard again today. We'll go again Thursday and we'll be all set for Friday night.
And a lot of new signings in?
A lot of new lads and a lot of cup players. I think the biggest thing, apart from the football side, but they're great lads. Everyone's fit in straight away. There's not one bad egg in that dressing room. Everyone's getting on well with everyone. And everyone's pushing each other just as hard as the next man. As you can all see, the competition for places is fierce. I think that's the biggest difference from last year, is a standard that we have in training. Every day you have to bring your A game. I know myself, I was playing every day last year. Not a chance this year. If I have one bad training session, one bad day, that could be me in the bench or me in the stands. That's how good we are. So we'll just keep pushing each other. But the lads have definitely improved us as a team and myself as an individual.
About 8 midfielders there, so there's no competition really for midfield places. Really,
I tell you what, we could have 2 of the best midfielders in the league. But look, from the back four up, like, competition is going to be fierce. Even with the addition of Owen O'Connell now at right full, when Cav gets back, you've got your centre halves, Kenny, Johnny can play in there, Owen O'Connell can play in there with Bennell. I mean, it's just going to be fierce. But again, that's what we need. I think that's what we were lacking last year. We didn't have great depth, I felt, last year, but this year I think that with the additions, it's going to be an exciting year.
And beating Dundalk last Saturday, did that give everybody a boost?
It gave us a boost, yeah, but we're all confident in our own ability and our ability as a team. We didn't need to beat Dundalk to kind of feel that. We've trained hard, kept all our heads down, and kind of gone about our business the way we Cork City do, which kind of keep ourselves to ourselves, and we fancied ourselves going in to beat Dundalk. And I think not only played them off the park, but we bullied them in every aspect of the game as well. We put it up to them, we matched them in every department, and I think we were better than them in every department on a day. But again, it was still pre-season, if you ask us. The real stuff starts Friday night, I suppose.
Yeah,
especially interesting Friday night, obviously, Expos. Yeah, good times. Good times at Dalymount. Great club, great lads. A lot of lads still there that I played with, but they're an honest bunch. As John said, they probably have the best of the part-time players, but anyone that can be full-time if they want to be. They just love playing the game, them lads. And that's what you have to be careful against, you know what I mean? You're not up against any egos, you're not up against any lads that want to play football and win for each other. So it's going to be a very tough game. We're not taking it for granted.
Yeah, they won't ride any other to win the match as well. So.
Oh, absolutely. They'll come down here thinking they're going to take 3 points off us. They'll think we'll be still riding high from the presence. Yeah, they have. They have been a bogey team. Well, since I've been here, since last year, it's always been tough. Dalymount's always a tough place to play. I knew that from playing in the home dressing room, that teams coming in, it's hard to get a result in Dalymount. But look, the Bulls are the sort of team that got up down here. They're not going to sit back like some teams do in Turner's Cross. They're going to come at us, and we're prepared for that. They're going to still think we're riding high from Saturday. So just take it as it come. Keep working hard this week, and what will be on Friday will be.
Will you celebrate if you score?
No. Only if it's a shed end. If I score, I'm a Cork City player. I'm going to be here for at least 2 years. Had great times at Bowles, but that's in the past. My future's in Cork, so... Look, I tend to get carried away, so I probably will take the shirt off and run around. So, just try and score first, that's the main thing.
See, there's 7 new additions we mentioned earlier, and they all started against Dundalk.
Yeah.
Do you feel there's a league title in this squad?
Yeah, I do. Of course, I wouldn't be here, and the 20 other lads in the dressing room wouldn't be here if you didn't think we were going to win a league title. The standard in that dressing room is winners. There's lads that have won leagues, there's lads that have won FAI Cups. And the way we've moulded and gelled together, we all have a common goal, and that's to win as many trophies as we can for the club.
Everything's gone up a notch or two.
It's everything. The professionalism aspect of off the pitch, on the pitch, from the coaches right through to the everyone involved in the club, we've just gone up that notch. Seeing a bit of it on Saturday with the style of football we're playing as well. I think it's an exciting style. We're getting the ball down and playing, expressing ourselves, very attacking. And we have the players to do it. Maybe last year we didn't really have the players in some areas to keep the ball for as long as we wanted. We'd go along the odd point, but as you've seen on Saturday, every time we got it, we kept it. We pressed on Dock, got it back, and then we kept it again. And that's very hard to play against. I played against teams that we can't get the ball back off, and it tires you out, and then you pick your chances. So I think that there's goals within the team, lots of goals and excitement, but at the end of the day, 3 points, no matter how well you get them, you need 3 points. Yeah, it has to be a fortress. I know that from playing against Cork. I used to fear coming down here, but at the same time, you'd up your game because of the crowd. You wanted to get a result. You wanted to get a pop off Cork City because the best fans in the league every week in, week out. And as a player, you can only thrive off that, especially playing in front of them now in the Cork City jersey. I mean, if you can't go up for the games at Turner's Cross, there's no point in being here. There's no place to hide on a Friday night down at the Cross. But as I said, the players that John's brought in, everyone has that mentality. It's not just me or one or two others. It's 20 lads across the board that have that mentality and the will to win.
You scored in the first game of last season, didn't you?
I did.
At the right end, we hope this Friday night.
Yeah, I scored against Cork the first game of the season last year. Look, I'd love to score on Friday night. As an attacking player, you love to score. There's no better feeling, but I'm the sort of lad, I said it the first day I got to the club, if I can set up as many as I score, if I set up and someone scores, we win 1-0, that's what it's all about. There's no individuals, and you can see in the dressing room this year, there's absolutely no individuals. It's all one common goal. So no matter who scores the goals or who sets them up, everyone celebrate together. And as a collective group, 3 points is what is a must, you know.
Set yourself any goals ahead of the new season?
I've got a few personal goals myself, but I'll keep them in-house. There's no point of putting added pressure on yourself in front of the media, and if you don't hit them targets, then it might have been, people look at it as a failed season. So I'll keep them to myself. Obviously, a few more goals to my name. I think I had 5 last year, 3 at City, 2 at Sligo. A couple of assists and that, but yeah, I'd like to score a few more goals, but just to get in the team is the first goal now at the moment. To get in the team and to play well and to keep my spot. So yeah, a couple of goals. I'm sure every player in the team has their own personal goals. We don't speak about them. We've only got one common goal, and it's a 3 points on Friday night or Saturday night.